Amen. So good to be with you in Tecumseh, Oklahoma. Amen. And Countryside Pentecostal Church of God this morning. And I don't know about you, but I look forward to a move of God. Amen. How many know that's what the church needs today? Amen. Is a move of the living God. Amen. The church today has gotten away, amen, from the dynamics of the moving of the Spirit, amen, and of God, it's Himself, and they're going away, amen, to more of the things of this world. But my Bible tells me that in the last days that men will be lovers of God, of pleasure more than lovers of God, amen. But I'm thankful today that I can come, amen, to a church, amen, that still believes in old-fashioned worship, amen, and such a move of God, amen, that when you walk in, that the presence of God is so strong, amen, this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Acts really quick, amen. We're going to get right into the Word today, amen, and it's an honor and to be here, amen, that your pastor would ask me to come and stand before his flock, amen, behind his pulpit to bring a word unto you today that I believe that will stir your heart, amen, and that will encourage you, amen. I don't want to bring a word today that will tear you down, but I want to bring a word that would build you up, amen, in your walk with Christ, amen. In Acts chapter number 1, verse number 8, and when you're there, if you can, just for a moment, please stand for the reading of the Word, if you're able to, amen, in honor and in reverence to the Word of God, amen. Acts chapter number 1, verse number 8, amen, it's Pentecost, amen, I'm sure everybody knows this word, amen, and this verse, like they know any other scripture, amen. The Bible said, but ye shall receive power, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto you, unto me both in Jerusalem and all of Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Father, today I'm thankful, Father dear God, to stand behind your holy pulpit, dear God, to bring your word one more time, God. I pray, dear God, that this word that would go forth this morning as you've deposited into my heart, Lord, that it would go forth, dear God, unto those, hallelujah, today that are striving for more of you, dear God, that are seeking, amen, for more of your power, more of a relationship with you. God, more, dear God, just to be in your presence this morning. And God, as I feel, as I walk in this place and as I stand behind your pulpit this morning, God, I feel the presence of God this morning, and I'm thankful, dear God, that the power, dear God, that you spoke of, Lord, dwells within me, and I pray, Lord, that the demonstration of that power of the Holy Ghost in me this morning, Lord, would go forth unto the hearts, dear God, and the ears of those that are listening. God, I pray today, Lord, if there's one that's lost in this house, God, I pray that the Holy Ghost, dear God of heaven, hallelujah, would convict their hearts and would bring them, hallelujah, unto an altar of true repentance this morning, that they would make their life known unto you this morning, that they would confess their sins unto you this morning, hallelujah, dear God, and I pray, if there be any sick in the house, I pray, God, that they wouldn't leave the same as they came into this house. God, I pray right now that by the power of God to anoint me this morning as I bring your word, dear God, and I pray, Lord, that you would bless your people, and everybody says, amen. I don't know about you this morning, but I'm thankful, amen, that the old man doesn't live in me anymore. Amen, that I'm changed, amen, that I'm bought with a price, amen, a price that was paid, amen, on Calvary's hill, amen, over 2,000 years ago. I'm thankful today that I'm not bound by sin like I used to be. Can I get a witness in the house this morning? I'm thankful today that the old man, amen, has died away, amen, and there's a new man that's rose up on the inside of me. And I'm thankful this morning that Jesus, amen, he lives on the inside of me, for 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 declares, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, behold, all things have become new, amen. I'm thankful, amen, that the day that I got saved, that there was a funeral possession, amen, that happened in my life, amen, that the old wretched man that I used to be long ago, amen, is no more, amen. that the things that I used to do, amen, that had me bound, amen, has me bound no longer today, that the chains of bondage, amen, of destruction and of death, amen, they've been lifted off of my life, amen, that the glory of the kingdom of heaven, amen, now lives within me, amen, and if you be bought with the blood of Jesus this morning, brothers and sisters, amen, you yourself indeed, amen, has died out to that old man and has risen to that new man this morning. We need to get back, amen, to the basics of what this word teaches us this morning. Can you say amen? Amen. I'm going to bring a message to you entitled this morning, amen, that I think that it fits, amen, in this day and age, and amen, in the denomination that we work in, amen, and that we operate in, amen. And the title of my message would be The Desire for Pentecost. Amen. The desire for Pentecost. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want that desire of Pentecost this morning working in my life. I want that desire, amen, to do a work for God that's just stirring on the inside of me. Amen. As Jeremiah declared, amen, that it's like fire shut up in my bones. Amen. I don't want, amen, to walk through this life. Amen. To walk through my life of Christianity so nonchalantly. Amen. And not take things, amen, seriously. But how many know today, amen, that when Jesus died on the cross for our sins, that he took it seriously, amen, and that you and me today, amen, today ought to take him seriously, amen. The Bible said that, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all of Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. In today's Pentecostal movement, there has been a lack, amen, of teaching and of preaching, amen, on the Holy Ghost. There has been a lack, amen, of who he is, how to get him, what he is, and what he does for us, amen, in our walk with God. This morning I'm going to preach to you as I declared, amen, that the desire for Pentecost. We as Pentecost, there are a lot of things often that we forget about Pentecost, that we think sometimes that it's just a name, amen, across our church sign outside. Or amen, or whether it may be just the denomination, amen, that we're in today. But no. The Pentecost this morning is more than a denomination, amen. Pentecost is more than just a word, amen. Pentecost is an experience, amen, that you can have for yourself this morning. And I'm thankful that the day that I got saved, amen, that I sought, amen. I don't know, some of you might not have had a seek for him, that you might have got saved and then baptized in the Holy Ghost, but I wasn't fortunate enough to be that man, but I had to get at the altar, and I had to come to church, and I had to seek him at my bedside, and I had to seek him every day driving down the road. And one day, when he came upon me and landed on me, like the Bible declares of Jesus, as the heavens opened up, amen, and it landed on him like as of a dove. But I'm thankful today that it landed on me more than just as a dove, amen, that it landed on me like as a fire, amen. That it was something, amen, that whenever I received the very baptizement of the Holy Ghost and fire in my life, that there was something, amen, as a jolt of lightning that reached from the top of my hands where I was praising him, that reached from the top of my fingers all the way down to the bottom of my feet, amen. That there was something I knew that had changed on the inside of me. And let me tell you something, friend. There's something, amen, that is called the Holy Ghost, amen, that can come and land upon you like as of lightning, amen. That he can come and he can live in you and he can work through you. I don't know if I have any witnesses in the house, amen, that says, Lord, use me this morning. Lord, fill me with the baptizing of the Holy Ghost, amen. We often look around us and we see many churches, amen, that have the title of Pentecost. We look on the outside and we look on the inside, and there's nothing but a house full of people, amen, that they only want just the title of Pentecost, but they don't want to pay the price, pastors. They don't want to pay the price for Pentecost. Amen. But I don't know about you, but Paul, he said, I count it all but loss to gain Christ this morning. Amen. That's my desire, is to have the likeness and the desire of Paul, to declare unto the world, to declare unto my pastor, and to declare, amen, unto my subjects, to say that I count it all but loss to gain Christ this morning. I count it all but loss to gain everything, amen, that he has for my life. Every path that he wants me to go down, I count it all but loss. Whatever it takes, no matter who I lose in my life, no matter who I gain in my life, no matter what happens in my life, I'm going to serve Jesus. 2 Timothy 3:5 declares that in the last days perilous times shall come, and that men will have a form of godliness, but they'll deny the power thereof. Oh, people, they want that power. They want that title of power. Amen. But they don't want to do anything about it. Amen. But I don't know about you, but I just want more than just the title of Pentecost, but I want him to work in me and through me this morning. I want him to come and work on me. I want him to come, amen, and reprove me of my sins. Amen. I want him to come inside of me and tell me what I'm doing wrong. I want him to come inside of me and judge me for who I am today and what I've got going in my life. Amen. I'm thankful that I'm not bound by nicotine like I used to be. Amen. I'm thankful that I'm not bound by pornography anymore. Amen. I'm glad I'm not bound, amen, by the cares of this world and by the lust of the flesh today like I used to be. Amen. That he's called me to be a set apart, amen, from this world. He said unto us, therefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want, amen, that separation and that sanctification in my life this morning. I can't live without it, Brother Stone. I've got to have him in my life every day. If it wasn't for the Holy Ghost in my life, I would have been backslid by now. Amen. The way this world is shaping up, and by the way that the time is coming down to, and by the things that the laws and the statutes that are being passed today in America, amen, you better have something on the inside of you, amen, if you plan on living in this world today, because this world is very cruel, amen. The Bible declares that I can't remember who exactly, but it says in the book of Acts that it said, help us, amen, from this untowards generation, amen. How many know we live in an untowards generation today? The book of Genesis declares that, as Abraham said, that all that was upon the earth and that was on people's minds was cruel and destruction and abominable things. Amen. And the Bible said that in the days of Noah, so shall it be. In the days of Noah, so shall it be when the coming of the Son of Man. Amen. We live in a world where people, it doesn't matter that we'll lay up in bed on Sunday morning and on Sunday night and on Wednesday night and think that we're all right with God. That we'll sit and we may read a scripture or two out of the Bible. By all means, if you can make it to the house of God, get yourself to the house of God. The Bible said not to forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as a manner of some is, the more so as you see the days approaching. Friend, we are in the days that are approaching, amen. That we are in the last days today on this earth, amen. That corruption, amen, and destruction, amen, are going to run and rule in this earth, amen. That darkness is only going to get even darker today. That I would be a liar if I sat here and told you that things are going to get better, amen, upon this earth. But my Bible tells me that he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. I don't know about you, but I want a desire in my heart this morning to endure, dear God of heaven, amen, the very destruction that's going to come up on this earth, amen, before the time of his returning, amen, to get the chosen few home. I want to endure. I want to persevere, amen, for the kingdom of heaven this morning. Just because they have the name above their door doesn't mean they're saved. Just because they hold the title after their name or before their name or whatever they want to call it, amen, doesn't mean, amen, that they have Pentecost in their life. But when we as a church and we get a hold of the Holy Ghost, we won't have to go around just talking about it. We won't have to go around just trying to look like it. We won't have to go around wanting to act like it. But how many know that when you and I have Him, amen, in our life, that we ain't got to talk about Him, that we ain't got to show forth and say, hey, wear a shirt that says, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost and I walk in God's Spirit, amen. But when people look at you and me today, they can tell, amen, that there's something different in your life than what they have today. I don't know about you, but I pray often, dear God, let me have an attraction on my life of the power of the Holy Ghost, that when people look at me and they see me, they'll know there's something different on my life. They'll know there's something different on the inside of me than what they have, and that they'll declare unto you, dear God of heaven, that they want what I have, amen. I don't know about you, but that's what the Bible, amen, declares, that He'll have a peculiar people, amen, that He'll have someone, amen, that's set apart, that He'll have a remnant, amen. I don't know about you, but I want to be that remnant, amen, that God uses in the last days, amen. I don't want to be the remnant, amen, that's left, amen, after the rapture of the church, but I want to be one, amen, that will win as many souls as I possibly can before His coming. Who is the Holy Ghost? You see, we got to know who the Holy Ghost is before we can actually even receive Him. I believe it was Paul declared, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? They declared unto him, we have not heard that there be any such Holy Ghost. Do you know what happened after that? They had a prayer meeting. They had church. Because when someone tells Paul that they haven't even heard that there's a Holy Ghost, Paul declares unto them, if you don't know that there's a Holy Ghost, let me tell you who He is today, amen. Paul was a man that walked not in the ashamedness, amen, of the gospel, amen. But he walked in full fledge, amen, in full authority and in full confidence, amen, of the Word of God. For the Bible tells us that the power of God, amen, is the power of God, that the Word of God is the power of God unto salvation. And if you and me be scared of the Word of God, we be ashamed of the gospel, amen. The Bible said that He has no part in you. I don't know about you this morning, but I don't want to be ashamed of this great gospel of Jesus Christ. The Bible said to always be ready to give an answer of the hope that lies within you. You may say, what's the hope, amen, that lies within me this morning? If you have that question, amen, I want you to come to this altar this morning, amen, and get your life right with God, amen, that you may know what is that good hope, amen, that lies on the inside of you and me this morning. You and me, amen, we need to know what the Word of God says, and we need to live what the Word of God says. There are many people, amen, in Christendom of America, or even Christendom of this world, if you would, that they go by just what somebody's told them to live by. That they don't know what they believe and why they believe it, that they can't even find it in the Word of God. They just know that mom and daddy or grandma and grandpa or maybe the pastor, amen, at the church that I went to one time told me that this is the way to go. Well, I submit to you, if I be a child of God, that we need to, the Bible declares, to study, to show thyself approved, a workman not needing to be ashamed of the gospel, amen. We need to get into this Word daily, amen, and seek out why we believe what we believe, amen. And I'm thankful that I can tell you this morning that I believe that I'm saved by the grace and the faith of Jesus Christ and through the shed blood of Calvary, amen. That I'm filled with the Holy Ghost and with fire, amen, this morning, because my Bible tells me that I can be filled and that I was filled, amen, one day a few years back. And I'm thankful today to know that I can live in Pentecost, amen, to live and to walk in the fullness and the power of the Godhead of heaven, amen. Who is this Holy Ghost? He is power. This word power is translated. The Bible declares that you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. This word power is translated in the Greek, dunamis. meaning inherent power. Power to reproduce itself like a dynamo. Words that reference dunamis is power, ability, strength, might, mightily, mighty work, mighty deed, wonderful work, miracles, worker of miracles, virtue, and meaning. Meaning. Aren't you thankful we have meaning to our life? Aren't you thankful that when you walk down the street and when you wake up in the morning time and you've been washed in the blood of Jesus, amen, and I pray that you are this morning, but if you're not, there is a place, amen, that you can get before you leave this morning, amen, that you can get before God, amen, and get washed in this precious blood, hallelujah, but I'm thankful that when I wake up in the morning times and when I roll out of bed to start my day, I'm thankful that I don't walk through a day, amen, that I don't know that there's meaning to my life, that I'm on this earth, amen, for one reason and for one reason only, and that's to see somebody saved, that's to see somebody bought with the blood of Jesus, that they may make their home in heaven one day. 2 Peter chapter number 1 verse number 3 declares, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. According to his, the Holy Ghost, divine power, because that's exactly what Jesus Christ, amen, gave him, amen. For the Bible said that I must go away so that the Comforter might come after me. I must go away that the Comforter, amen, might come after me. And the Comforter, amen, he gave him that divine power to reprove this world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment, the Bible tells us. He comes, amen, with his divine power, hath given us all things pertaining unto life and godliness through knowledge of him, Jesus Christ, that hath called us to glory and to virtue. You want to live a life of godliness? Get filled with the Holy Ghost. You want to live, amen, a life of virtue? Amen. Get full of the Holy Ghost. I believe in today's age, I believe that if you're going to make it, amen, in this world today, that you must be filled with the Holy Ghost. I truly believe that with all of my heart. Now, I believe that if you're laying on your deathbed and you haven't asked the Holy Ghost to come into your life and you haven't been filled and you die knowing Jesus, I believe you'll get into heaven. But I believe that there's a further work, amen, that happens on the inside of you and me. Amen, that there's something, amen, that the Holy Ghost does for you and me, that when we're talking to a lost friend or a lost person, amen, that when you and me are talking to them, amen, and the word of God begins to come out of you and me unto them as a witness, amen, that they're going to see something in us, and the Holy Ghost is there as an attractant, amen, like you. I don't know if we have any fishermen in the house of God today, but when you and I, amen, we're sitting in that boat, and I like to catfish. I like to do some catfishing. I like to do bass fishing. I like to do a lot of fishing, amen. But I like to do catfishing. And I like stink bait. Well, I love stink bait. My wife don't like it, but I love it, amen. And if I've been fishing for a day and I don't come back smelling like stink bait, I ain't done enough fishing, amen. But as I'm sitting in the boat and I'm sitting there and I'm taking my treble hook and I'm putting it down in my punch bait there and I'm putting it down, I want enough on that, amen, that when I cast it out and it lands, that the aroma, amen, from that stink bait, there's something, amen, in that aroma, that in that stink bait, amen, that attracts those catfish to that lure, to that hook, amen. And whenever that catfish, amen, takes that and he starts nibbling on that and he thinks, boy, that sure does taste good this morning. And I've been looking for a snack this morning to start my day with. And when he grabs hold of that and I feel my line jerk a little bit, and I go and I set that hook in his mouth, the fishing is on, amen. And that's the same way with the Holy Ghost. There is an attractant, amen, in the Holy Ghost. There is a power and there is a virtue, amen, That when you and me today cast forth the words of God, amen, the Holy Ghost is going to anoint those words, amen, and it will draw them, amen, unto God. I don't know about you, but I want that attracting in my life daily. Number two, how do we get the Holy Ghost? How do we, now that we know who He is, how do we get the Holy Ghost? And I pray you have a desire, if you have not been filled with the Holy Ghost this morning, I pray that you have a desire. You may sit back and you may say, well, I'm too old to receive the Holy Ghost. I'm too young to receive the Holy Ghost. John the Baptist, amen, when his mother, amen, was filled with the Holy Ghost, the Bible said that he did a backflip, amen, in his mother's womb. And I believe with all of my heart that when she was filled, I believe with all of my heart that he was filled, amen. Because when you get a jolt of the Holy Ghost, amen, you ain't going to want to stop there, but you're going to want to press on and press on and press on, amen. I've seen people up here dancing in the Spirit for hours. I've seen people praying in the Holy Ghost for 30 minutes, amen, nothing but praying in tongues in the Holy Ghost, amen. And when they get up, amen, to see something on their life that I didn't have, amen, there was something on the inside of me that told me, look, you need this Holy Ghost. You need to know who He is, and you need to live in Him and He in you this morning. You can't make it in this world without Him this morning, and you need the Holy Ghost. How do I get the Holy Ghost? You must be born again. You must be born again. That's the only way that you can get the Holy Ghost. Well, I'm too old to be born again. I'm too young. I'm just too young to do anything for God. I'm too old to do anything for God. Jeremiah said the same thing. I believe it was Moses that said the same thing. Well, God, I have a speech impediment that doesn't allow me to do anything for you. No, nobody is going to listen to me. They're not going to sit and listen to all the stuttering that I do. They're not going to take their time to look at me or pay any attention to me. But where there's a will, there is a way. And God told him, he said, Moses, does your brother Aaron have a good voice? Does your brother Aaron know how to talk? Well, yes, God. Will you tell him what I've told you to tell unto the people, and you carry on for me? I don't know about you, but where there's a will, there's a way. Where there's a desire, amen, for Pentecost, there is an unction, amen. There is, amen, when you desire to get all of the Holy Ghost, amen, you and me will be filled eventually. But we must be born again, John 3, amen, if you'll turn with me to the book of John. John chapter number 3. Verse number 1, the Bible said there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a man, that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. This here tells us that Nicodemus, even Jesus declared unto Nicodemus that he was a ruler, amen, and that he was a scholar, if you would. And he asked, he said, how can a man be born again? Can he enter twice into his mother's womb? But Jesus told him, he said, no, son. He said, you can't. The only way that can happen is if you be born of water and of spirit. I don't know about you, but I want to be born of that water, amen, and that spirit of God. I want the spirit, amen, of God, the living on the inside of me this morning. I want everything, amen, that he has for me. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse number 9 through 11, the Bible says this. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminates, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. Listen to this. He said, and such were some of you, but ye are washed, ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. He was talking about all of these sins, but then he declared unto them, he said, and such were some of you. And I don't know about you, but such was some of I. Such of those things that you and I, amen, before we got saved, before we got justified and sanctified through the power of the living God, amen, you and me, amen, was caught up in some of these sins that he was talking about. But thanks be to God that the power of the gospel, amen, unto salvation came to me one day, amen, at church camp in 2006, amen. And I couldn't go anywhere or do anything that I'd put him off too long, amen. And that this time was my time, amen. It was either my time to live or my time to die, amen. But I'm thankful that the Holy Ghost never left me alone. Yeah, maybe my parents were preachers and teachers. Maybe my parents lived for God. Maybe they were full of the Holy Ghost, but still yet their prayers, amen, that the Holy Ghost would convict me of my life, amen, that stayed with me and stuck with me, amen. I had to go to church every Sunday morning and every Sunday night. I was in revival service with my dad every night that he held revivals, and I was at church every time the doors opened, that I didn't get to live the life with my friends. That I didn't spend and that I didn't get and enjoy a life, amen, of this world out here. But thanks be to God, as Paul declared, I count it all but loss to gain Christ. I don't know about you, but it's everything that I lost, amen, is fine with me, amen, because everything that I have now is much greater than what I had then. There are three things that happen when we truly repent and come to God. First off, you're washed. Washed. Washed in what? Washed in the shed blood of Calvary. Washed in the shed blood of the cross, amen, of Calvary. The word washed comes from the Greek word. If I can pronounce this right, I'm not a Greek scholar by any means. Apolluo, meaning to wash the whole being away from. Away from what? Away from sin. Away from the lust of this life. Away, amen, as the Bible said, from fornication, from idolaters, from adultery, from effeminate or abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. What are we washed from this morning? We are washed, amen, from the sins, amen, that he spoke of right there. You and me, amen, if you be born again of the Spirit of God and of the blood of Jesus, amen, I submit to you this morning that you are no longer bound, amen, by the things of this world. That you ain't got to no longer slip around on your wife and sleep, amen, with that other person's wife or that other person's husband. That you ain't got to go out and you ain't got to steal, amen, your next piece of candy or your livelihood, amen. That you ain't got to go out, amen, and sin up in this world today. But you can come, amen, and wake up in the morning time and know where you've been the night before. You can wake up in the morning time without a headache because you're not hungover anymore. You can wake up and not have to go to the dope house and get your next shot up of heroin or get your next snort of coke, amen. But you, my friend, can come, amen, and lay before Jesus and bask in His presence of peace. You can come before Him, amen, and be washed of your sins, be washed of all guilt, be washed of all shame, be washed of everything that you did wrong. The second one that happens when you truly repent is you become sanctified. Sanctified comes from the Greek word, hagiazo, meaning to hallow, consecrate. We need to concentrate too. But consecrate, separate from sin unto God. And thirdly, justification sets in. Justification, meaning, I'm not even going to pronounce that word. But anyways, it comes from another Greek word, meaning to declare righteous or not guilty. I don't know about you, but I've never been to court myself, and I've never had to stand before a judge, amen, and plead for a case that I did wrong. I heard this story of this young man that got into some trouble, and he went to his dad and he said, "Dad," he said, "I'm in trouble," and he said, "I need some help," and he said, "Son," he said, "don't worry about it. I know the best lawyer in the South that's gonna help us." And so he got this judge and this lawyer, and he went and he pled this young man's case, and he pleaded not guilty, amen. The judge pleaded him not guilty, and years went on, and he got in trouble one more time, and he went to his dad, he went back to the lawyer that first pleaded his case, and he said, "Sir," he said, "I need your help. I'm in trouble again." And he said, "I need your help pleading my case." He says, "Son, I can't help you this time." He says, "Why can't you help me this time? You helped me last time that I was in trouble." And the lawyer looked at him and said, "Sir," he said, "back then when I pleaded your case," he said, "I was your lawyer. But," he said, "now I'm a judge." That's exactly the way Jesus is with you and me today. He, at this point in time, is our lawyer. If you have sin in your life whatsoever, plead it unto Him. Take your case unto Him, as we learned in Sunday school this morning. If you have anxiety, you have worries, doubts, fears, whatever you have in your life, if you have anything whatsoever, give it to Jesus and let Him plead your case. Let Him plead for your case, amen, because He is your lawyer. He will soon be your judge when you stand before Him on judgment day. But while He's your lawyer, cast all of your care, as Peter declared, upon Him, for He careth for you. You may say, "Preacher, I've done so many bad things in my lifetime. There are things in my life that I'm not happy of. There are things in my life that I've done that Jesus is not happy of. And I don't think that He would even want me, amen, to be a part of His kingdom." Well, I will submit to you today that the Bible said that I came not to condemn the world, but that through Him the world might be saved. Amen. He died for everybody. He died for your sins. He died, amen, for the Muslim sins. Can you say amen? He died for ISIS. Is sin, if you say amen. Even though I believe in my heart that if one of those ISIS, amen, were to lay on their deathbed and say, "God, You've revealed unto me Your glory, and I pray that You would forgive me," I believe He would forgive him. No doubt in my mind. But thirdly, really quick, what does He do and how does He... What does He do And how does he work for us? Well, let me tell you what he does and how he works for you. As Jesus declared in Acts chapter number 1, verse number 8, he gives us power. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Also in Luke chapter number 24, verse number 49, the Bible declares before Jesus ascended up to heaven, he told his disciples to go and tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Then we read in Acts chapter number 2 when they were all gathered in the upper room and they were all with one mind and one accord. And all of a sudden there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it landed upon each of them. It landed upon each of them. That tells me that there's not a select few, amen, that's going to get the Holy Ghost. There's not just a couple of this world, amen. There's not just these people here are going to get this part of the gifts, and there are going to be these people here that gets this part of the gifts. No, 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 no. You got to understand. Jesus gave his life that he might go away and send the Comforter to us. To send the Holy Ghost to us. That we may be filled with him. That we may be filled, amen, with his power to do great things. Acts chapter number 3, verses 1 through 8, really quick. The Bible said, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the hand, by the right hand, and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up stood and walked and entered in with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. He said, silver and gold have I none. What does the Holy Ghost do for us? When Peter and John, whenever, after they were filled with the Holy Ghost, I believe in my heart, they was walking and they saw this lame man, and he said, give me money, give me alms, and he said, silver and gold. They were just a few poor, broke preacher man, amen. And those of you that are preachers know what I'm talking about, amen. If you want to get into this business to do it for money, you're in the wrong business, amen. But they were just two broke preacher mans walking into the temple to give God praise. And whenever they walked in, they saw a man lame, asking for alms, but instead of just saying, well, I don't have no money, amen, but anyways, go on about their business, pastor. And what they did was, is they looked back at him, and they said, look on us, amen. And when they looked on us, amen, there was something rising up on the inside of Peter, amen, that day. They had faith, amen, and there was an authority, and there was confidence in the Spirit of God, amen, because he knew what they could do, amen. And he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee, rise up and walk. And that man rose up leaping, amen. I believe that man was sitting down on his backside there, and whenever the Holy Ghost hit him, amen, as the Bible declared, is translated into dynamo, amen, an electric current. I believe whenever Peter reached out for his hand, I believe the Holy Ghost, amen, was all over his hand, waiting for him to grab it. And when he grabbed it, it was like grabbing an electric fence. And when he grabbed that, that man leaped up, I believe straight up. And he didn't know, he didn't say, oh, what has hit me? What has happened? He knew exactly what had happened. He knew exactly that the power of God that he had heard of, amen. Because I believe that at the gate of the temple, I believe he could hear praising and shouting going on. I believe he could hear church going on. I believe that he could hear, amen, what the preacher was preaching. And because when that power hit him, he knew exactly what was going on.
The musicians would come back, please. I'm in closing. Amen. With the power of the Holy Ghost, they just didn't sit there and do nothing. Peter and John, they didn't just carry on and walk into the gate. Amen. They didn't sit there and walk into the temple. Amen. Without doing a thing. But they knew that they had a duty. Amen. They knew that he had a job to do. And they knew that this was a great opportunity that they would see somebody healed. They knew, amen, that there was an authority that comes with the Holy Ghost. They knew there was a confidence, amen, when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, friends. There is a confidence that comes over you, amen, that you've not had before. There is a confidence to go and to believe that when you speak into somebody's life, that you ain't got to go and that you ain't got to say, well, God, if you're going to go ahead and do this or if you want to go ahead and do that. No. When we have the power of God living on the inside of us, that is declaration unto God that says, God, whatever I ask of you is going to be granted unto me. That's what the Bible declares: to knock and the door shall be opened. To seek and it shall be found. To ask and it shall be given unto you. I don't know about you, but church, I want all that God has for me. If I have a witness that'll say amen to that. I want all that God has for me. I don't want to be the kind of Christian that just comes to the house of God, amen, and that'll just sit on a pew and that'll listen to the sermon and sit there and then go home and live a nonchalant life, amen, with no meaning whatsoever to my life. But I want to live a life, amen, that has meaning, that when I wake up in the morning time, I know, sister, that I have a job to do, not just my job on earth, but a job, amen, as Jesus declared, that I must be about my Father's business, that I have a job to do, that I have business to attend to, amen. I preached a message not too long ago that there's power, that there's healing in receiving, amen. Amen. When Jesus and his disciples went to the desert place, amen, to talk and to rest, amen, and to learn of God, as these people, as the Bible said, when they heard, they followed him. The Bible didn't say that Jesus turned them away because it was their time. It was their time. Well, I only get off on Sunday because that I work 6 days a week and I just don't have time to go to church anymore. I have to rest. I have to have my beauty sleep. Well, if you have to go to church to sleep, go to church. If that's the only day that you get to go to church, by all means, go to church. Amen. Because I can promise you, I can't make it from one week to the other. I thought that when all this ice came and all these storms came and it shut me out of the house of God and in my house, I was gonna go crazy. I couldn't wait to get back to the house of God. I was like David. I was glad when they said, let us come into the house of the Lord. My livelihood lives in church. My life, my operation of my life in Christ is energized by my prayer time and by going to the house of God where I can fellowship with those of like faith. You may have people tell you, well, I can assemble myself at home. I can do this at home. I can do just what you do at church at my house. Well, you may do it for a season. But when the devil tells you that there's a sink full of dishes that need to be cleaned, but you have to read the word, that I can promise you one thing, that those dishes, amen, will get dominion over you before that Bible gets dominion over you. That the chores of your house, amen, will become God over you. That your TV will become God over you. But you and I, amen, need to come to the house of God and to separate everything out. Turn your cell phones off. and rest for just a little while. If you'll stand with me, if you can, this morning. I don't know about you, but I'm bred with Pentecost in me through and through. Not because that's the way I was raised. No. Not because that's the way I was raised. Not because that's the way my mom or my dad taught me to be raised up. But because, sister, there's something on the inside of me. There's something on the inside of me that's turning right now. There's something, amen, that lives on the inside of me. There's something that wants to live on the inside of you. There is an experience, amen, of the power of the manifestation of God in heaven upon your body on this earth. The Bible said that Esaias was a man of like passions as you and me. A man that had called fire down from heaven. A man that seen many miracles happen before his very eyes. He said that he was a man of like passions as you and me. What does that tell me, sister? That the only thing that separates me from what he's seen is a prayer life with God. Is a prayer life, is a life in Christ, a life in God that he had. This morning, if you desire more of a walk in Pentecost, I want you to come to this altar. Make no further ado, come to this altar. If you say, I want more of God, I want as much God as I possibly can get. Because I can promise you, there's no limit to how much God you can get. There's no limit to how much God you can get. You want a refreshing? The Bible said, David declared, "Wilt thou not revive us again, O God?" If you're here today, he will revive you again. Come to this altar. Come to this altar. If you're lost and you need Jesus, come to this altar. Oh, come to this altar. Hallelujah.